It's time for Barb's Wire with Barbara Friedman. A look at the things trending in social media is next. Oh, welcome, Barbara. Expecting a little something there. I think it's brains is making me a little nervous.
Jingles are everywhere.
No, absolutely.
I don't have one.
So shocking.
Sing my own.
Yeah, no, please. Maybe we should do that. Maybe we should do that. But some shocking footage.
Yeah.
Lead us.
Yeah. So there was some shocking footage that began doing the rounds a couple of days ago, and this is after a young boy who was 8 years old was hit by lightning. A lightning bolt hit him while he was swimming in the water. This is in Australia. He was swimming at Warilla Beach, which is just south of Wollongong.
So he's not deep in, he's on the beach.
He was in the water, but I think it was quite shallow. I mean, it was sort of hot weather.
Yeah.
But still, we always say, it's like being struck by lightning, but seems like being struck by lightning is not such an unusual thing. He's actually critical, and the last reports were a couple of days old, so I'm not sure what the latest is, but he is in hospital and he is stable but critical. But I thought let's play a clip from the 7 News Sydney. It's one of their local big news channels, just to listen to this report.
Tom, what can you tell us?
Well, Ange, the young child was swimming at Warilla Beach just south of Wollongong when they were pulled from the water after a lightning bolt struck them. These pictures are just coming into our newsroom right now from Warilla Beach, Barrack Point, where paramedics have only just been able to get that child's heart started again. It's understood they went into cardiac arrest, and paramedics' desperate attempts at CPR have so far succeeded. Witnesses have described the confronting scene.
So I was taking a selfie and I hear the lightning strike. Then I turned around and I saw the kid and their parents. They were crying and they were holding the baby and they're coming to the shore and someone saying that, okay, help, help, help.
I mean, just to say that, if people were taking selfies of the storm, again, this is, I suppose I'm also speaking about this because I always do these social media stories. Mm. It's just this weird world we live in now where you're kind of taking this incredible selfie and video of this lightning storm, and you capture this little boy who's basically heart had stopped.
Hold on. Okay. Yeah. But they didn't catch the actual lightning.
No, they did. There is a picture of the lightning coming down right where the kid was. I mean, obviously not, hitting him.
Yeah.
Although I did look for that because they sort of implied that that was the case.
And it's water as well. I'm surprised no one else was impacted.
Yeah. I mean, it literally seems to have hit him on his chest.
Wow.
Which is, what are the chances of that?
Yeah, but you say prognosis is good.
Well, he's critical but stable. That's the last report that we've had on him. I do hope that he still is
stable. Lives to tell the tale.
And lives to tell the tale.
Yeah.
Apparently there were burn marks on his chest.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of...
And that it stopped his heart.
It's a whole lot of electricity.
So it's also not just that it hit him somewhere in his body. It actually hit him on his chest, on his heart, and stopped his heart. I think that's quite...
I would follow this young man's story.
And see what happens to him, because, I wonder how it's going to affect him.
Well, he's got the power.
Maybe, exactly. These stories of people then become these mystical healers after they've been lightning has entered.
You and I are so from the same planet, I'm hoping for a messiah again.
We totally are. Everyone's rolling their eyes as they listen.
Here they go again.
Exactly.
Insta pics too good to be true.
Oh my goodness. This story I have to talk about this. So there's this series of Instagram pics of this pool, again in Australia. It's called the Figure of Eight Pool. And the Instagram pics are absolutely glorious. I mean, it's this sort of aquamarine Figure of Eight pool in these rocks. You can see right down to the bottom and there's a bikini woman sort of in the pool. So a lot of tourists have hiked this long hike to get there, thinking that they were going to get their fantastic Figure of Eight pool. This is in the Sydney's Royal National Park near Burning Palms Beach, just an hour south of the city. So these adventurers have all gone with their cell phones and they've walked the walk. This one woman posted her TikTok. She and her boyfriend went on this long trek and they said, my goodness, and they get onto this sort of rocky beach and the pool is this really tiny little grubby looking thing. Looks nothing like the Instagram pictures. And so people have been posting about that, saying, Well, I always say, don't believe everything you see on Instagram. So, you know, the difference between that sort of like gorgeous pool and then what they saw. And it was really small. And then there were a few other little holes like that in the rock surface. She did say, the TikToker, that the sea was beautiful.
Yeah.
But that actual area was really small. But when you take a picture, it can amplify everything.
Well, there's a couple of people on Instagram whom I've not been able to identify in real life. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. It is like that throughout.
Well,
it's a bunch of poses.
I always say, you know, just make sure that your Instagram and Facebook profile pics, if you get kidnapped or lost, that we can still find you if we have to use that as your picture.
Police is like, no, it can't be you.
Can't be
it
you.
Is,
I don't know who you are.
Okay, yeah, I think maybe there's an important lesson to be learnt from that figure eight pools in Lilyvale, New South Wales.
Yeah.
And then a couple has been enjoying life on the sea since May last year.
Yeah, so this story is starting to like make the rounds as well, although it did start last year. So I thought this was an interesting point. When you head for retirement, you know, we all think we have to live in some little place here in wherever it is and sort of eke out our existence. Well, this couple did the math and they decided, they're from Seattle originally, they decided that if they go and live on a cruise ship, they can live cheaper than if they were living back in Seattle, paying a mortgage on their house and trying to survive. And so that is what they did. They bid farewell to the dry land and they went to live on cruise ships. I'm assuming they get special deals and they move from one to the next. But Angeline and Richard Burke packed up their one suitcase each and left their job behind for this new life. They were heading for retirement age. They decided to go, you know, go a bit earlier. And they're absolutely loving it. And I don't know if I could live on a cruise ship. They've never appealed to me. But I mean, on a similar vein, when I was reading about that, there's a family of five that is currently flying around the world on this tiny plane. A similar kind of idea, although it's a whole family of five. I mean, little kids and the parents. Also sort of like establishing that if you kind of do this, you can live a more economical life. The couple that are living on the cruise ships are paying the equivalent of about 700 to 1,000 or 1,200 rand a day for their entire existence.
1,000, so that's 3,000.
That's including everything.
5,000, maybe more. Let's say 50,000 rands a month then.
For two of them.
Yeah.
And that's including everything that you would pay if you were living on dry land. I'm not saying it's cheap for most South Africans or people in the world.
Yeah.
But for a couple that maybe has established themselves a little bit, maybe that is the solution. You keep doing that until you die.
And if your property is worth it, well, I mean, you could rent
that's
it literally,
true too.
Have the pleasure of cruising around the world.
I think there's something to this.
I think there's something to it. I want to do the numbers. I'm wondering if that couple sold ill.
Yeah, and then once you die on the cruise ship, you know, eventually they just take your body and they toss it off the side. So it doesn't even cost you a funeral. Don't they do that on ships?
No. Not anymore.
Oh, is that an old thing?
Not anymore. They take it back to port. And a dignified burial is offered.
I thought that was like a thing, though. Burial at sea.
Not anymore. Oh. I've been on a ship and there's been some deaths.
And they put them in coffins and took them back to cold storage.
They disembarked. They disembarked, albeit not
flat.
By themselves, yeah. Barbara. Barbara Friedman, Barb's Wire. Look at the social media trending stuff that is coming through today. And you may want to follow up. Go to capetalk.co.za.